M70 recording length 08 minutes and 58 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 70 Globular Cluster M70, NGC 6681, Class B, in Sagittarius M70.jpg, right ascension 18, 43.2, H colon M, declination 32, 18, Deg colon M, distance 29.3, Cli, visual brightness 7.9, Mag, apparent dimension 8.0, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier 70, Million 70, NGC 6681, is one of the less bright and conspicuous globular clusters in Messier's catalog, appearing roughly as bright and big as its neighbor M69. Globular star cluster M70 is indeed only a little more luminous and a little bigger, and almost at the same distance, 29,300 light-years. Both are quite close to the galactic center, so they are both subject to quite strong tidal gravitational forces. As it is also at about the same southern declination, it is a difficult object from Paris where Messier observed it. Charles Messier discovered this globular on August 31, 1780. And described it as a nebula without star. William Herschel was the first to resolve this globular cluster into stars and describes it as a miniature of M3. M70 is 8.0 arc minutes in apparent angular and roughly 68 light-years in linear diameter, its bright visual core being only about 4. It is rapidly receding from us, at about 200 km/sec. Only two variables are known in this stellar swarm. The core of M70 is of extreme density, as it has undergone a core collapse somewhat in its history, similar to at least 21 and perhaps up to 29 of the 150 known Milky Way globulars, including M15, M30, and possibly M62. Globular cluster M70 became famous in 1995 when the great comet Hale-Bopp was discovered near it by Alan Hale and Thomas Bopp as they were observing this globular. Messier 70 observations and descriptions discovered on August 31st. 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier, M70, August 31, 1780, 70-18 H 28 meters 53s, 277 D 13, 16, 32 D 31, 07, nebula without star, near the preceding M69, and on the same parallel, near it is a star of the 9th magnitude and 4 small telescopic stars, almost on the same straight line, very close to one another, and they are situated above the nebula, as seen in a reversing telescope. The position of the nebula was determined from the same star Epsilon Sagittarii, DOM2, discovery announced in appendix of the Connaissance des Temps for 1783, p. 408, on August 31, 1780. Million Messier has once again discovered two nebulae placed below the left arm and near the arc of Sagittarius, both on the same parallel. Here are their positions, 274 D 11, 46, in right ascension and 32 D 31, 45, in southern declination M69, 277 13 16, 32 31 7, M70, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 658. 1784, July 13th, SW 237, ERCBPLIR extremely rich, considerably bright, pretty large, irregularly round, a very faint red perceivable, Dunlop, Dun 614, number 614, AR 18:33:24, SPD 57:34, 1827, right ascension and south polar distance. A pretty bright round nebula, about 1.5 diameter, very much condensed to the center. 5 observations. John Herschel, 1847, H 3756, H 3756 equals M70 equals Dun 614, Sweep 477, August 1, 1834, Ra 18 H 32 meters 5.7s. NPD 122 D 26, 46, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, R, GMBM, Diamond Ra equals 7.0s. Resolved into Saint 14, 17m. Globular cluster. Bright. Round. Gradually much brighter toward the middle. Diameter in Ra equals 7.0s 1.75. Resolved into stars of 14 to 17 meters. Sweep 478. August 3rd, 1834. Ra 18h 32 meters 8.3s. NPD 122D 26. 35. 1830.0. Glob. CL. B. R. GBM. Resolved into Saint 15 meters. Globular cluster. Bright. Round. Gradually brighter toward the middle. Resolved into stars of 15 meters. Sweep 619. August 15th, 1835. Ra 18h 32 meters 8.8s. NPD 122D 26. 54. 1830.0. Seen and taken place. No description. And B. This is no doubt M70, though the PD of that object is stated at 121 deg, which, all the above observations agreeing, must be the wrong degree. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 4428. GC 4428 equals H3756 equals M70 equals DUN 614, Ra 18H 34 meters 4.9s, NPD 122D 25, 12.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, PL, R, GBM, Saint 14, 17 4 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, globular cluster, bright, pretty large, round, gradually brighter toward the middle, stars from 14th to 17th magnitude, remark, see the note on M69.z, in note on XVII.122 of his catalog, says that both M69 and M70 are one deg more to the south, but he is wrong, drier. And GC 6681, and GC 6681 equals GC 4428 equals H3756, M70, Dunlop 614, Ra 18H 34 meters 5s, NPD 122D 25.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, PL, R, GBM, Saint 14, 17, equals M70 globular cluster, bright, pretty large, round, gradually brighter toward the middle, stars from 14th to 17th magnitude, remark, 6681, M70 see note on 6637,069.z, in note on XVII.122 of his catalog. Says that both M69 and M70 are one deg more to the south, but he is wrong. J.H. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, p. 942, and GC 6681, RA equals 18:36.7, deg equals 32:23, M70. Bright condensed cluster 2, in diameter, doubtless globular, 0 SN, content car as if saids, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text to audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.